Okay, it's now 4:30. The rally's been going on for, 2.5 hours. We're still seeing people sitting there committing civil disobedience, waiting to see if they get arrested, but the police haven't made any move at the moment. And I'm speaking with...
Rodney Monajam.
Can you spell that?
Sure, it's last name is Monajam. M-O-N-A-D-J-E-M.
And... Rodney, you were telling me you're a homeless person here in Sacramento?
That's right, I'm homeless. I've been camping on the river. This is my 11th summer, so I've been out here about 10 years. And I camp in the area where the tent city was. And I've been camping there for a long time, or in that vicinity, you know.
Can you tell us why you're homeless?
Well, you know, I had trouble holding a job. You know, I was like, you know, I went to college. I didn't finish college, so I never got any skills to, like, you know, get a better paying job. So I ended up falling back on general labor. And I wasn't, like, strong enough to hold the job. So, you know, at the point where I lost my job, I went homeless. And, I kind of stayed homeless. And I'm just having trouble getting back on my feet. You know, I do odd jobs, but I haven't been able to, you know, stabilize with a full-time job again.
Do you have any prospect of getting out of homelessness?
Well, I suppose, you know, I can go through a housing program and go back to work. I tried Prop 36. Can you mind not holding that so close to me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I suppose, you know, I've kind of got, you know, I like camping out. So, I mean, it's not really big. It's kind of fun for me. And I think there's a population of people for whom it is, you know, it's a lifestyle, it's fun. They like that sort of thing, you know. And you should expect there's always going to be people like that. There should be a safe place for them instead of having them harassed.
Well, I think something is happening up here, so I'm going to have to go and cover the demonstration.
Yeah.